Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So it's here with yesterday's assignment. In Oriental cultures, they don't think of God as an autocrat. God is the fundamental energy of the world, which performs all this world without having to think about it. Alan Watts. Today, whenever you remember, turn your attention to the little gaps between the thoughts. Set some reminders to help you remember. RL at the end of the day, what you noticed from being present to the fundamental energy of the world performing.
I'm eager to hear how people did with finding that gap.
Yes.
It's an exciting place to explore, isn't it?
Truly is. So here's our first caller. You are now live on the
right.
Air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Hi. Okay. well, yesterday was sort of a non-eventful day. It was just sort of relaxing. And as I went through the day, the gaps started becoming more important, and I started noticing more how life was sort of delivering what I needed. Although the outside, you know, there wasn't anything fantastic going on, and it just kept directing me to these insights, and I re-listened to some recordings and things I hadn't heard before, especially really stuck out, really gave me some direction. And I was sort of tired the whole day. And at the end of the day, I got this thought just to go down and sit on the sand, and just, I thought, well, I'm tired, but, go. So I went, and as I sat there, all this energy just started coming through me, and I felt fantastic.
Well, you certainly make a very good case for what in this tradition, in a lot of traditions, we're encouraged to do, which is have periods of silence and solitude every day. Because it's in that silence and solitude that we can be present, and that it's easy. I mean, we can be present anytime, but it's easiest for us to be present and have the kinds of experiences that you're describing, where you're really there, and so your attention is noticing how you're guided from one thing to the next. How, it occurs to you to listen to these recordings, and then because you're really listening to them, the insights are there for you, and the voice that would say, oh, you're tired, but you just went ahead and did what you were being encouraged to do anyway, and there's all that energy that comes to you. It's a beautiful description of how it works.
It's such a fine tuning. I mean, it's just like, these little directions could be so easily overlooked,
Yes.
It's really dropping into a kind of a softer, quieter place.
Exactly. Another beautiful description. And as you say, there's really nothing going on, right? So for ego, it's kind of a nothing day.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. It's uneventful. And yet for the heart, it's a delicious day, right? It's a perfect day.
Yes. And the other thing that what happened is the night before I was having some insights about self-confidence and how self-confidence comes from just letting life, being in relationship with life. And then the next day, you start talking about self-confidence to a caller.
Do-do-do-do-do.
That is life in my working for, in my favor. That's life performing. That's life performing.
And that's how we start talking about realizing, wow, my life is a miracle. It's just one miracle after the other. Now, are they big, you know, walk on water kind of miracles? No, but they feel really big, don't they? We just feel so cared for and seen and supported and all of those things that that we want to feel in life.
Mm-hmm. And the big thing that is nagging on me, and not nagging in a good way, like you do, but nagging, I mean, this is a time in my life where I could really be going ballistic because, you know, I'm unemployed, I'm 64, I don't have a pension. My daughter has a very serious health issue where she's saying she's feeling suicidal and doesn't want to be here anymore. And I could, you know, I could like, you know, every day I could go into a very conditioned
dark.
Yes, dark, because I'm seeing my daughter in the dark, and it's really bothering me. And yesterday you also talked to a caller who was concerned about loved ones, and you gave her guidance about there's only so much you can do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go back and forth of, you know, should I drag her out from where she is and, you know, force her to listen to open air, you know, or, you know, force her to do something. She's just so conditioned.
May I?
Yep.
Offer you what always occurs to me is the very best thing that we can ever do for ourselves or anyone else,
okay.
And that is to love them unconditionally and know that we are each adequate to our lives.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And we just cling to that, right? Just wrap it around us like a blanket. We just cling to it until we get to the place of it drops in that's really true. That is really true.
Thank you. She's got a heavy one.
Okay.
And then
right. Thank you.
One more great thing this morning is that before I read the assignment about drop, I guess, what was the assignment again? I'm sorry, it wasn't dropping into the gap. It was, the light, but we haven't gotten to that yet. But I had the thought of, you know, once a week, have a date with yourself, you know, have a date. You don't have to wait for something on the outside to be happy. You just don't. The externals don't.
No, you proved that yesterday, right? You proved that.
I guess so. But anyway, it's kind of fun how this is all kind of just dancing along here.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it feels like a miracle. We feel like we're living in a miracle. And the more we open to that, the more we see it.
And you can,
so there's a little gap between the thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and there's a big gap. It's still a little gap, but when we see it, it's a big gap between karmic orientations.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of silence and solitude that you had yesterday really positions us to be able to experience that. So we're just right here in life. We're not giving any attention to what happened in the past or what might happen in the future. We're just right here in this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then those gaps between the thoughts become very obvious to us, and we can just slide right through those and into this here now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rita.
Thank you, Sharon.
Take good care. Okay.
Thank you, Rita.
Thank you.
You know, Sherry, it feels so pertinent to that assignment that it's only in the gap between the thoughts that we can recognize that what is performing is energy of the fundamental energy of life, and so all of it is adequate to life. Like, it's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we don that conditioned orientation that some of it is life performing and some of it is not.
Yes. Yeah, it's so difficult. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, that's the suffering. At least it seems to me that's when I suffer, is when I discriminate what is life and what is not life.
Yes, yes. That's I got excited about that because I've been working on my blog, and that's kind of the way it starts out. That the most difficult thing for us as conditioned human beings to get, to really grok, is that this is a non-separate reality. So the way we talk about it is everything is life living. Everything is a manifestation of the energy that animates this universe that we call life. People call it a lot of things, but we tend to call it life with a capital L, right? And that there's nothing that isn't that. Nothing. Not anybody, not anything, not any circumstance, not any anything. And so that's where getting it that I don't know is really, really important, right? Because otherwise I'm going to put my little conditioned dualistic brain in charge of deciding whether the animating force of this universe is making a mistake or not.
Yes. When you put it that way, that's sobering.
Yeah. So, you know, you're sitting down with God and you say, well, you know, God, I think you've really kind of missed the point on this one. So let me explain to you what the problem is with the way things are going right now. I don't think any one of us would want to take that on. And yet, inside our little dualistic minds, we do it all day long.
Yep. Well, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hey, Sherry. It's Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey. I guess I was in the queue, but anyway, for some reason I thought today's assignment was the R&L about the experience of living life in the with the faith, the space of faith. So anyway, I did the wrong R&L for today, but hello nonetheless.
It really doesn't matter, does it, Elizabeth? As long as we're doing it, it really does. As long as we're in the process, it doesn't matter what the content is, does it?
And Elizabeth, it is today's assignment. It is today's assignment. It just so happens we start the call with processing your experience from yesterday's assignment. So you're good.
Okay. And yeah, since you've been up for a while, you see, you've been at it longer than we have. So you just go right on ahead.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, because I did that assignment and it applied to where I am because I did have a experience of loss of faith over the weekend. But then I know I had to have faith in a larger context in the universe and my bodhisattva horse who's in heaven, mm-hmm. who if I can't trust my subjective experience, then I can trust that he knows what he's doing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And just bringing your attention back to that, the faith is there for you once again.
Yeah, and it, like, halts the downward spiral, because the sensation when I had the loss of faith was real, like, down, like, really, really being pulled and sunk down heavy into a dark, heavy place. So that stopped. So having the faith from a larger perspective that my bodhisattva horse in the universe will never let me down, and I can depend on him, then that stopped that sensation and that there, kind of energy. Yeah.
Yeah, and what a powerful experience. What a powerful experience, because that's what's happening with us all the time, right? Ego is constantly trying to pull us back into one of those dark places where we'll listen to it, look to it for guidance. And when you have the ability to turn your attention to something else that you know is true and so for you, that is here and now, that kind of, no, I'm never going to be abandoned. I'm never going to be left here in this dark place without any faith. No, I know that unconditional love exists, and I know that I am unconditionally loved. Okay, then taking that step to saying no to that negativity and yes to being here in the present, that's just huge. And I mean, yeah, I would say that's just pretty much everything. Because you know now you can do it. And that's the recording I hope you'll make next, is a recording about that experience that says to you, no matter how that negative system, that ego system, tries to pull me into the dark room, I know that I can turn my attention to what I know to be true, and I can be here in unconditional love with that faith that I am loved and will be all right.
Yeah.
About as big as it gets, Elizabeth.
I guess so. I guess so.
Well, you know so. You know so, right? Because you were headed for that dark place. And I project you have been in that dark place before, right? You were headed there. You could feel yourself going down, going under. You turned your attention, and you're here. You know what is true for you.
Yeah.
You can do that every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know
it no longer has that power over you. It no longer has that power over you. Now you just want to keep that in the front of your conscious awareness, that you know the difference and you know how to turn your attention from what is not true for you to what is true for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very good, huh?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Makes me happy.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Elizabeth.
I mean, that's freedom, right?
It is.
That, I mean,
absolutely.
We don't have to worry about Elizabeth, right? So of all the people, we're all in this together, right? And so if we have a concern about somebody because they don't yet know that they can trust their experience of turning away from the dark, hateful, negative, and back here to the light, you know, if we don't know that for ourselves or for somebody else, we tend to worry, right? But once we know that, we don't have to worry.
It's such, it's the most powerful place. It is the most powerful place, that place of faith, where it's our direct experience that turning
yes.
away from suffering and seeing the light, within quotes, is not a belief, it's an experience.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And to have that experience with conscious awareness that enables us to repeat it? Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah. Well, here's our next caller, and let's see what
all
their
right.
experience was.
Yeah.
Of the fundamental energy performing, because that's what it is, right? That we get intimate with that fundamental energy.
Yes.
As our
we know it's performing us. We
yes.
know it's performing us, and we know it's performing everything else. Yeah.
Here's our next caller. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I got on. I was having a snack, enjoying so much the call. Okay, let me ask my question. Okay, first.
And then you heard this voice say, just life on the air, and you it's a good thing you didn't choke on your snack.
I know. So first, I just have to tell you, this thing we're doing is the – I think it's the best thing that I've ever, you know, you think that about everything, but I don't think that about everything, quite honestly. But this daily, short practice that, for me, I'm noticing leads me to the same place every day, you know, into the moment or whatever.
Here. Uh-huh.
Here. And I really liked what you just said about it doesn't really matter which class, you know, because...
Right.
We're talking about this. I'm seeing the same thing.
It's the same simple movement, isn't it? It's the same movement that Elizabeth just described. We're either in the dark room or we're in the light room. And all of these conversations, all of these quotes, all of these, they bring us to the light room. So the point is just practice getting to the light room, right?
Well, that is exactly what I was going to, you know, ask or talk. I don't know if it's really ask, but that's what exactly I've been noticing, that I think the joy is coming from just doing it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
What did I do today? I look at that easy exercise. Okay. And I don't know about other people, but for me, the way it's been set up, I'm so much more successful this time than when with regular email classes. I don't know. I'm not as successful with email classes, and so I.
You haven't been in the past.
I haven't been in the past as successful with email classes, although mm-hmm. I did notice. Last week I just felt so good. Okay, I just get up and get curious about it, and then record. And then mm-hmm. I did notice yesterday it started creeping into my head, like, well, you weren't that successful because on Saturday, it just sort of starts going.
Oh, yeah, making a case against you.
So that's why I was thinking about that believe nothing because, it's telling me how, well, I was feeling so good, and it took that and said, oh, you're just doing so good. You just love this thing. It starts talking to me. So then it's taking the how great I'm feeling. And then mm-hmm. the setup is, okay, now the second week, we're only in week two or whatever, day nine or eight or whatever we're on. And so that whole believe nothing was definitely something.
Well, that's right. So first it's your pal. Oh, this is great. You're doing so great and you feel so great. And this is really the best place ever. Right? This is the best part. Because, you don't do that well with email classes.
Email.
You're really not successful. Now, we've just moved from you're really successful to you're unsuccessful, right? And we're not meant to notice that because it's still your pal talking and really encouraging and pointing out, well, you're doing really well now, but, these other things, you haven't really done that well. So this is really great that you're doing so well now. And it's the setup. Now, this is another one of those things, here's the next piece. You always start off so excited, and you do so well, and you feel so great, and then over time, you don't really feel that, and you don't stick with it, right? And so it's meant to be telling you how you are, but it's actually setting you up for the experience it's going to lead you into.
So glad I got to talk about that. That's just where it was headed. I even started out the call saying, the truth is I have really enjoyed it. But the truth is I have also enjoyed email classes.
Right. It's that progression, right, that I'll bet anybody who's paying attention will be able to see it doing that. It doesn't tend to come out, in the beginning, when somebody is really not able to track that well what's going on as a process, but after you've been paying attention for a while, it's not going to start off with, you stupid loser, you're going to quit. Because you would say, wait a minute, where did that come from? So it's going to just talk nicely to you and be so happy for you. You're doing so well. Life is really good. Let's just start sliding in the problems,
Yeah, because the only thing it can use is that because these daily practices are leading me into what's true, the spaces. Gosh, what do you see between the spaces? I don't know where you are right now, but in Murphy's, it's incredible. And so, there's nothing wrong. If we're doing these practices, we get to see there's nothing wrong. So the only way it's going to get me is talking about the class to me. First,
that's right.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful? Oh, yeah, this is great. You love this. And then just...
Yep. Then the slide. Then it just distracts. Mm-hmm. And the next piece of it, of course, is then you're not going to be able to be on a call. But that's okay because, you can still do the assignment and you do love it. You do love it. So it's okay if you miss a call once in a while. You could listen to the recording, which, of course, is never going to happen, right? And then a couple of days later, you have to miss a call because, I set up that appointment, right? Okay? And this is how people just slide off. And the voice never screams, stop doing that. Stop being present.
No.
That's why the devil is so successful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, gosh, thank you so much.
Well, you are so welcome. I'm glad you brought this up because I'm sure everybody's going to be hitting it pretty soon.
Okay.
2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks. That's plenty of time to be present and lit up, kids. We got to get back to real life.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Thank you, Susan.
Okay, thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Susan. Sherry, we are at 9:25, which is that in-between place of being able to get in one caller and the assignment, maybe, or just shall we try?
Sure. We'll be okay. Good. We'll watch the time.
Okay, next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yes, good morning. This is Linda Joy.
And hey, Linda Joy.
And I'm just about ready to go into tears right now because I can't believe I made it on the show. And I will keep it brief because that was my intent to begin with, knowing a lot of people want to speak. And I am just so grateful. And I've been working with you, Sherry, for a long time. And this election has really knocked me over. I am doing my spiritual work regularly, and I am so grateful for this program. Because it reminds me daily. I have not missed a call yet. I have to miss tomorrow. But
you'll be back.
Otherwise,
the devil is lurking.
Yes. I made a commitment to myself to do this as often as possible. And I just want to thank both of you so much, Ashwani and Sherry. And I can't wait to see you guys in March. I'm looking forward to the March retreat around my birthday. And I'm doing light work. I'm in a class called Inward Journey for the third year in my spiritual practice, and we follow Emma Curtis Hopkins, who says, look to the light. And one of the ministers that works with her thing says that if you physically raise your head upward when you're in a bad space, it can change the energy.
Oh, it absolutely does.
You know,
that's why
physical,
when people are identified with ego, you can tell because they walk around looking down at the ground. They don't look up at the sky, and you cannot get them to smile.
Yeah, it's been such a gift for me to remember that because I just I turn away is symbolically turning away from what appears to be the dark and look up into the light, and it's just awesome. And you guys, that's the lesson today. The lesson today is to see that light. So I'm so grateful you got me on the show today.
And the thing about it is, to me, now, just to take in a larger picture for everybody on that, what has really happened, what's really working for you is, I mean, the science behind what she pointed out and what you've related to us, the science behind it is you turned your attention away from what was going on in conditioned mind.
Yeah.
And that's the magic of it. I mean, if it's dark outside, you know, you can actually close your eyes and picture the light.
Yes.
And the same thing will happen because you've turned your attention.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you. I am so grateful.
You are so welcome. And I'm going to get it done. So please keep an eye out for the blog that I'm going to put up because I'm hoping that it does speak to some of the things that are still going on with people from the election and probably are going to go on for a good long while. So, we'll keep talking about it.
Well, bless you both.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Linda Joy. Isn't that beautiful, Sherry? We have an assignment and a person who called us around Project Joy.
Yeah.
Which,
What next? What now?
Well, I think it's that lovely place of synchronicity that everybody seems to be dropping into, right? That is the miracle of life when we're paying attention to it. Rita started us off, and Joy, you know, here's Linda expressing that at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. Well, here it is. Faith is like electricity. You can't see it, but you can see the light.
Oh, God is good.
God is good. Today, acknowledge that you are seeing the light. Pick up your recorder and report on how the world looks through the lens of light. Listen to your recording and be enlightened.
Uh-huh. Love it. I love it. All right. Thank you so much,
so
Ashwini. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
Take care. Talk to you tomorrow, Sherry. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.